Okay, so we're continuing on Yidalon Mabeis and Sanhedrin, getting back to it, just to give Kiddush Hashem. So we previously had this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, two statements of Rabbi Yochanan, that even though the general din is that you only give your life at the big three, and for the other averos you don't give your life, but if it's Farhasya, or if it's Shas Hashmad, then you have to give your life. For anything, right? Okay. So the Gemara now asks, "V'ha Esther." So this is like on Ayin Dalamavay. It's like the 10th line. There's one here, are you? The left most. Yeah. Yeah. So it says, "V'ha Esther Farhasya." Right? Esther was Farhasya. Rashi. Right, that's what I said. And you see, she had bia with a guy, namely Achashverosh. Right, the low muscle national talent. She had to give her life for right. Right. Okay. So, what's bothersome about that, Kasha?
Was it right?
Oh, that's a good question. Was it for us? Yeah.
I was thinking because the act itself wasn't.
I know. I know. Someone said
Yeah.
that. Someone said the fact that they knew, I mean, he was taking all those zulos. And obviously, when you went into him, he wasn't just hanging out with them. It's clear that's what's going on. Someone said that, what?
It's irrelevant whether she was Jewish or not. But it wasn't a shot to
Yeah, right. But as far as, yeah. As far as, yeah. Right. It doesn't matter, right? As far as, it doesn't. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, see, he's not doing it. Bad. I guess he's assuming Farhasya doesn't, he didn't say anything. Farhasya has to be where you are. Maybe we did. Maybe we did, whereas the statement is our Svara one said it's like he was making a statement about. I know, it's a good point.
And for us, it's only for every mitzvah, the Shas HaShemad.
Every mitzvah is Shas HaShemad. Or not Shas HaShemad even. If it's just Farhasya, then it's us anyways. Right? Right. Okay. That'll be the answer. That's going to be one of the answers, actually. The fact that he wasn't intending to violate. We'll get to that, right? Yeah, that's what they say here of the Meiri. There's a footnote. So they quote Meiri. Shuhudi Shushan Lo Rois Maisa Avera. They never saw, no one saw her sleeping with him. The 10 Jews. Elo Rak Yodu Shalashem Kachlocha. They just knew that that's what she was taking. That's considered Farhasya. People tend to know it. It doesn't have to be mamish in their eye or their eyesight. But if you do something in a way that's clearly known to 10 people, it's lav dafka, they see it with their own eyes. It's interesting.
But even like we don't we say like
Thing to know, like for example, something for Hasya, it's on video. So like you see, it's not like a standard of knowledge like Ri'iyah. Amish with your eyes in front of them. It's like if it's known, then like nowadays, I don't even think it's gonna be well known based on the video evidence or something like that. Maybe that'd also be for us. Like from a chashas for us. Maybe. I don't know, it's interesting. Okay, whatever. So that's he's inferring it from here because Esther wasn't for us. What does that mean? She wasn't having to be in front of 10 Jews. It's hard to believe, right? Why would that? Right? Even if they were, arguably they weren't anyone. But even if there were the king's servants, who knows? But I mean, there weren't Jews. There was the thing, there were 10 Jews there, right? Okay. So it says, and so, but there's another kasha on the Gemara. Do you notice it? Gemara's asking, what do you mean by Jews for Hesia? So it's not clear. We'll get to this. We'll get to those. But the question is, what is her Shivaya? Are we assuming that she's an Ashish?
Oh, call it Tosos.
Yeah, Tosos is getting into it. So this is a big Tosos. So are we assuming she's an Eishes Esh? If we assume she's an Eishes Esh, Mordechai, so then what's the difference if it's Farhasya or not Farhasya? If it's big three. Yeah? Or are you saying, no, you assume she's not an Eishes Esh, just mass submit the Gaia, or the Gaia. Which case you could say that's like an Esther, but not a Raya. But if it's Farhasya, then it doesn't matter if it's a Raya or not. Yeah?
When you say it's an Isra, are you looking for like
Because the plays we're learning Gemara is that she wasn't married. Therefore, the Isser is not a Raios, it's not Gila Raios, it's not Big Three. It's just an Isser, it's living the guy. It's a nice sword. It's a badass sword, but it's not. I don't know if that counts together. Ios, right? Which is not an exodus. But so once you're telling me that you even have to give your life in Parasia for your shoelace, whatever, then you certainly have to give your life to not slip with a So for the Marzella Kasha, so why didn't Esther give her life not to slip with the Hashemesh? Right? Okay, so my answer is there's two answers. Rav and Abaye. And then this big doses. Amar Abaye, Esther Karka Olam. So Esther was Karka Rashi. Eina Osa Maisa. She didn't do an action. He who Osa Ba Maisa. He did Tahar an action. Okay. Now what does that mean? What does that mean? Could mean two different things, at least. How do you interpret that? One possible interpretation is that Esther literally laid there limp. Right?
Yeah.
She didn't move an inch, whatever, right? She just laid there. So she's just kakolam, literally. She's not doing any maisa. She's just laying there. Right? And all the time she saw the Hashverosh, she just laid there and didn't move. Right? Okay. Any other possibility or any question on that? So the other possibility is that doesn't mean that. See, the question is, it's hard to believe that. Maybe it isn't, maybe it is. But like, could she pull that off? Like, I know she could pull off not telling where she came from, but could she pull off literally just laying there, like as if she's being raped or something like that? Maybe, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Who knows what Ahasuerus would go for. And maybe look, if that's what she has to do, that's what she has to do. Right? But there's the other way to mean is just a woman is passive. In the Bia, the man is the actor and the woman is the recipient. Right? So conceptually, halachically, whatever, it means a woman, not necessarily Esther, but women are Karkolo. Yeah. A good question. Does that mean that she's not over the Isser? Or does that mean that she doesn't have to give up her life? Like, as a woman, you could say, like, a woman, any Maisa Bia, man and woman are both Chayiv for a Maisa Bia, the Chayiv Misa. But the question is, in terms of giving her life, maybe you'll say, since woman is passive, she doesn't have to give her life for Bia.
That has to be explained.
Yes, that would be explained. If you tell me, right, that has to be explained. Because if you tell me it's the Isser, it's the Isser nonetheless. Let's say a woman says she's going to have Bia. She's going to have an affair, but she's just going to lay there. Is that mother? Right? Is that not the Isser Veshezesh? Right? She lies down on the bed, right? And the guy slips through. Is she not going to be prosecuted? She's not going to be Chayav Misa? I would think she would be. So if that's apparently that's the Isser Veshezesh, right? Certainly, if you say it means women are passive, then certainly you have that question. But even if you say that she just didn't move, is that true? That's not Aser if you don't move? Or is it is Aser, but it means in terms of you don't have to give your life for that type of thing. But then why should there be that discrepancy? Right? So whichever way, right? The whole thing, it's not clear. Right? And even if you say a woman is passive, does it, is that by definition? Let's say a woman is very mobile, moves a lot. She's the one moving and the man doesn't move. Is it intrinsically that that's the case? That the woman's carcolumn? Does it depend at all? Like, there's laying there like limp, then there's just something in the middle, and then there's totally she's the one. So is that, I don't know, it's not clear, right? It's not clear what it means. I'm just throwing in questions. So that's one. That's Kasha, right? I think so. The main Kasha is whatever you're going to say is that it's hard to believe that's mother. In general, the woman who's married or whatever isn't mother to just go and have beer with somebody as long as she's karkolam. So how does it even help? How does it help? Okay, she's karkolam, but she's submitting to have beer with the Hashverosh. So the Farsia or whatever. So why? So how does that help? Who cares that she's karkolam, right? Why does that matter? Why does that change anything? Okay, so that's fine. Then you have Rava Amar Anoas Asman Shiny. Different answer. That if the guy is doing it for his own Hana'a, that's different. That's what you guys are suggesting. He's not doing it for the purpose of making a Jew violate. He doesn't even know this is church. Ashi. So, right? The guy isn't intending to cause you to violate. Me or also. What does that mean exactly? Oh, from fear of him, right? From fear. He's not trying you to violate the Vera out of fear that he's going to kill you. Elalana, he's just intending for his own pleasure. Shiny is different. That's not a chil Hashem to be killed. Right? They used to give up your life. Which is, I think, what you guys are saying. It's not the Avera itself, it's the fact that the guy is trying to make a type of a statement that look what the Jew is doing. He's giving him violating the Torah out of might. Right? So that type of a statement. But if the guy is not making a statement, he's just looking for pleasure, now you're just back down to the Avera itself. Okay? That's not, you're not giving life for that Avera. The Farhesia is a Hechit himself, like a Chilul Hashem. So it's not a Chilul Hashem if he's not doing it as such. He's not making a statement. I mean, it sounds like this whole discussion is forgetting about the big three. You got Rabbi Yochanan claiming Farhesia is a problem for anything. And now, what about Esther? And the answer is no. It's not, since he's not intending to do it, it's not Chilul Hashem. But the big three aren't a matter of Chilul Hashem. Big three are intrinsically inviolable, irrespective of whether it's Chil Hashem. So it would seem, yeah, if a guy tells you to bow down to an idol, even for an Azatzman, it would seem that's not going to be happening. But I don't know, there might be room to argue, but that's plain. Okay, so why don't we try to take this as a machlokas? So let's learn it's machlokas in a bayin rab, right? So Abaye is saying that there is karkolam. Presumably Rava doesn't buy that karkolam, right? He comes on to Anas Atzma, right? But presumably Abaye doesn't buy the heter of Anas Atzma, right? Because we know it's obvious it was all Kasha, right? Like you guys said immediately. What do you mean? But Chashverosh didn't even know she was a guy. He wasn't doing it to make her violate. So apparently the Makshan, or Abaye, who was the Makshan actually, no, not Abaye. No, the Gemara, which is the Makshan, and Abaye, who gives the answer of Karka Olam, apparently held it doesn't matter if it's Anas Atzma, right? So there are two answers, and they argue with each other, right? So I think we should, in some sense, you can look at it as two machlokes, right? Because like, one is Anas Atzman a valid answer, valid differential, and is Kargolam a valid differential? You know, somehow she did it, so it must be one of them. But in theory, a person could hold that they're both fine, or a person could hold neither of them are fine. Then you'd be stuck with Esther. Right, but there are basically just two ways to get around the problem of the Farsia, right? So I think we should. So why don't we try to do that? Again, Tosis is going to get into a little bit of a side point, but I mean they're related. It's whatever. I mean, I wouldn't get complete solid on our Svaros because I think the sugya is still unfolding. But I think we should try to at least get some working ideas here. The main thing to start with this is what's Sia, no, Shazesh, all that, those types of questions. But, you know, let's leave that alone for now. So let's, if that's good, let's start with the first one. All right. What's this answer of Karkol? Saying that when you're giving your life for Parasya, Hashem, it's not for the Avera, because the Avera is not one of the victory, let's say. All right. So you're not giving your life love. It's because in the doing the Avera is making a statement that my life is more important than the Dora, or something like that. Right? So that's why that's the Chil Hashem. It's the statement of the Chil Hashem which you're giving your life for. It's not for the Avera itself. So now he's saying that you don't make a statement passively. Right? It's almost like a contradiction. Oh, it's possible. It's impossible to, but it's like the idea of making a statement is I declare active. But it's like the fact that you're passive in the thing takes away from the statementness of the violation. So normally, when a woman violates Arayos, she's not making a statement. She's having hanas, bia, whatever. So it's an experience of bia. It's a pleasurable act which involves two parties. And they're both involved in it. And they're both called active in that sense. They're both violating this or bia. But you're not giving your life to this or bia. You're giving your life to the statement which is attached to it. And Rava's saying that, not Rava, Abaye is saying that the Chil Hashem of a statement doesn't take place when it's done in the Karka Olam manner. Right? The Karka Olam undermines the statement in Shabbat. And therefore, it's not, you don't give your life for it. It's just it's an Avero without the statement. Chil Hashem is a type of a statement. But again, you don't make statements passively. It's just happening to you. It's happening to you. He's making a statement. He's not making a statement. He's just kind of really coming along for the ride. Yeah. Well, this is, we don't just have Amin, we have Machlokas, right? So we have Abaye, Rava is arguing back. He doesn't seemingly buy this Karka Olam idea. Because he's saying that the reason why Esther didn't have to give her life was because it's an Azazma. Right? So what about the Karka Olam? It sounds like he doesn't buy the Karka Olam. Right? It's not clear that Karka Olam is out there. Like, let's say, for example, he was doing it to cause her to violate it, not for an asasman. Right? So, according to Baye, Karka Olam, right? According to Rava, no. No, to give you life. Right? So, it's not just a Havamina, you know, it's a Machlokas, right? Does Karka Olam work? Is that a Heter? Right? So let's try to define that. So as I was saying, we have to get the final hook at that. But bringing up the possibility, just let's get into the mix, that what you're saying is that the Jew is passing, so he's not making a statement. But he's saying it's not so simple. It's not like you're just sitting there and just somehow an affair happens or whatever. Like the guy is making a statement, right? The guy is making a statement and he's involving the Jew in the statement. Then you are going along with it, right? So if we're saying is that statements have to be active, this is active. And he's making it and you are participating in it. Now you're not active in your participation, but you are a party to this active statement, so to speak, right? So it's like there's two ways to say it. And we get to the machlokas, but like one way to say is like the guy is making a statement. The other way is that you are participating. It is a statement, and you're part of it. You know, you're part of the statement. So you're not making it statement worthy, whatever he is, but you're a party to it, right? Now the two of you are making a statement, right? Whereas, right? I think that's a. So the machlokas, right? That's the question. How do we take the two sides, right? What are the two sides? It's clearer, but it's closer, what I'm saying.
It is
Right? Right? In other words, what's the machlokas? And again, sketch it here. So according to Baye, he's saying is you only have to give your life to make a statement. But not make a spread, right? Just not avoid making a statement. Making a statement demands activity. Jew being active. Right? Whereas Rava's saying back, no, it doesn't matter if you're active, there is a statement being made by the guy. Right? You have to give your life. So there's two ways of saying this now. This is what he's saying. You have to give your life to prevent the guy from making a statement through you. Right? Not you only prevent the giving your life so you don't make a statement. You have to give your life to prevent the guy making a statement through you. Right? That's why I was saying it. I'm trying to say closer. You have to give your life to avoid making a statement. Definitely. But there's you making the statement because you are active, and then there's you being making a statement by being a passive participant in an active statement. So it's like you're involved in making a statement. You're not the stator, but you're a participant in the statement. Right? So it's not just you're giving your life so he doesn't make a statement using your body. What does it do with me? Why do you have to for him? He is him. He says it's his problem. But I'm involved in a statement about the fact that the Torah is less important than my life. So, but I'm not making the statement, but I'm a participant in the statement, passive participant in the active statement. Right? Right? So that's the machlokas that way. That's what I'm trying to frame. Like you're both saying you're making a statement. You need to make a statement. But does that count as a statement or something like that? Like, do you have to be the stator or you have to be involved in making the statement? And again, that's his way is if I have to give you life so you don't make a statement, then if I have to give you life to prevent him from making a statement using
you. Right. So you can.
That's the thing I feel like it's not just the guy making a statement. The guy don't care about him just making a statement. So you can state all day long. Or is not real. Stay state all knows. Listen, they want you to make this. They're going to put that's taking your body in for putting it into a funny position or whatever, stuffing chazu down your throat. They're saying eat it. But they want you to be involved in the action, right? You submit to the action, to whatever. But they want that's the statement. The statement is the Jews don't care about their Torah. They say they care about it, but they don't really care about it. When push comes to shove, they violate it. So it's like he's saying, you violate this Avera, you do this Avera, you involve, you submit to this Avera, and I will thereby say that the Jews don't care about it. Right? So now the now Esther, in theory, is part if she's would participate in that, right? She's there is a statement, and you're a part of the statement. Right? I think it's good. I think you should need a good definition, like what's the machlokas, right? I could see both sides though. You could see arguing you're not making a statement because you're passive. You only have to give your life not to make a statement. Or you could see arguing, look, granted, if there's no statement whatsoever, you don't have to give your life. But there is a statement, then you're a part of the statement. Now it's true you're the passive. You're not making it into a statement, but given that it is a statement, you're a party to it. Okay, so it's, I think that's good. So I don't think it's similar to Mordechai. So Sam's suggesting, which is I think similar to what Ezra was suggesting, but bringing it home, that there is really machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Really is on both fronts, both counts, and Nosasman and the Karkolam is what are you giving your life for? Is it that you're giving your life so those? To avoid you making a statement about the Torah is not that important, right? Or are you giving all your life to prevent the guy from making a statement through you that the Torah is not that important,
Okay.
right? So if you say that it's so you don't make a statement, so then it's irrelevant what the guy's doing. The question is if you are violating, publicly violating the Torah. Actively, publicly violating the Torah, then you're saying Torah is not that important. Now, again, it has to be active. The reason why it has to be active is because it's the problem is for you to make a statement. So once it's passive, you're not making a statement. So therefore, that's okay. That's why the answer is Karka Olam. It doesn't even matter if the guy is doing it for his own Hama. It doesn't matter if Achashverosh even knows that Esther. The bottom line is Esther is publicly having BOA with a guy. And or whatever, if she was active, as soon as she'd be active, she's like publicly stating the mitzvah is more important than violin mitzvah, my life is more important than so therefore, if you look at the Isser, they're giving your life so you don't make a statement, then the answer is going to be Karka Olam. Esther wasn't making a statement. But if you look, and you don't care about what the guy is doing because it's not about the guy, it's about you, it's your statement. The fact that you are choosing to violate as opposed to you're publicly telling the world, I'm going to violate, as opposed to it'll die. As the world is going to interpret it that way. Even though you say the five and whatever, that's the way the world's going to interpret it. You're publicly going out there doing that Avera to save your life. But if you say that's again, that's Karakolam, that's Mabaya. But Rava is saying, no, you're not, it's not about you making the sale. So far as you're concerned, whatever, Chayvan. The issue is that the Goy is making the sale. And you have to, he's using you to tell the world the Jews don't care about their mitzvahs. You're passive, you're just a tool. But he's using you to make that statement to the world. And you have to give your life to prevent him from using you in that way. You can't let him use you in that way. You can't be a party to his statement to the world. So it's irrelevant if you're passive. It has nothing to do with your passivity. He's active and he's the one who's telling the world. But what does matter is whether he's doing it to make a statement or not. If he's doing it for anas atzma, then he's not making any statement. He's just having beer with Esther. There's no statement to be had. But if he's doing it in order to make her violate, to show everybody that a Jewish woman is with Gaim, then it doesn't matter if she's passive. The point is, he's making the statement, he's active, it's all about him. So again, if it's focused on you, because you're noticing, if it's focused on you making a statement, then it matters are you active or you passive, because statements have to be active. And if you're passive, then it's not a statement. I don't care if he's active, I don't care what he's trying to do, it doesn't matter. Point is, it's my statement, and my statement can't happen if I'm passive. But if it's about the guy making the statement, then it's irrelevant whether the Jew is active or passive. What matters is what's the guy thinking. Is he thinking Hanas Atzmon, or is he thinking to cause him violent? Cause him violent? I don't think this whole thing was interesting to me. It's like I was originally learning different. I like what you're saying, Sam. But I was originally learning there's like two different questions. One is like, is Hanas Atzmon Hatter? And then, and is Karka Olam Hatter? And like, you almost feel like they could be separable. They're the two separate questions. Now, you obviously have to hold by one of them because Esther did it. But intrinsically, they're two separate questions.
Right.
Well, you're uniting them. You're saying it's like ultimately a question is, who are we worried about? And that's what you're trying to do, if you realize that. But the uniting them and saying is, it's all one question. Is it the guy's statement, the Jew's statement. If the guy's statement, then we care why he's doing it, right? We care why he's doing it. We don't care whether you're active or passive. And if it's like a Jew's statement, then we care whether the Jew's active or passive, but we couldn't care less why the guy's doing it, right? So it like becomes two sides of the same coin. They're dependent upon the same question. Even though in theory they're separable, it ultimately comes down to one question. I don't know if you have to say that, but there's something appealing to that. Right? It's cleaner to say that. Instead of making it two totally different things, they line up. Yeah.
Because a buy
So let's stop here and we'll see. Maybe we'll see if we get this better or different or whatever. But then, assuming we're happy with this, then, I just want to read a teeny bit of the Gemara. Right? I forgot to read this. Teeny bit of the Gemara. But assume we're happy with this, we'll do dozens. So it says, I'm sorry, Rabbi Manasas was shiny. Because if you don't say that, Rashi, so they have these like they put coals in it, big bow in him, and they're tall. They're only in the stomach. They put it in front of the king's tables in order to heat them up. There's this holiday for the person, or the and they take the servants of the Zara, who take light from every house. They put it in their houses, there are other churches. And people would get warm. How you know the Mafia basis normally they take from the Jewish houses. How are we allowed to give it? Why don't we have to give ourselves a Kiddush Hashem? Right? So you see, we do it though. Apparently, this was common practice that Jews would give it also, but it's involved in Avodah Zarah. So how do we do it? Ella Anas Atzman Shiny Rashi Ella Hovel the Akam Einan Laviro. They're not intending to make us violate. Ella Anas Atzman Miskavin. They just want to stay warm. So close to a kli. They're using it for themselves for this kli to stay warm, or even if it's Avodah Zarah, but they're not trying to make us violate it. Even though he needs it for Avodah Zarah, Anas Atzmahu should start also kli. He just, as far as I know, because he needs a kli for his avodah zarah. Ve'eino omer leish avodah ani. He's not trying to get me to violate. It's not a matter of that. It might be he's doing it for avodah zarah, but he's not doing it to get the Jew to violate avodah zarah. He's just doing it because he needs these kelim and he needs people to give him kelim. He's not trying to get me to do it. So therefore, he's saying it must be that's how we do it. So that's why Rava continues. Okay. Same thing. Okay. The time he's going according to this reason. The guy tells a Jew, "Katol aspas. So Rashi could sort isa cut grass for your animal, throw it to my animal. The elo katin lachem, you don't do that, I'm gonna kill you. Liktol, kill the grass, below liktolai, right? And don't let him kill you. Right? Shadi lenara. Right, so Rashi, liktol haspatzel, liktol yakin, they'll let him kill you. You give him a scab in lepira, since he's not trying to get you violated. Let's talk atzma. He just wants to feed his animals or whatever. Yeah, feed his animals. Ain't kachal Hashem. Or Rashi, shadi lanara, throw it in the river. The haviro miskavin. He's trying to get you. Oh, if he tells you to rip off the grass and throw it in the river, right? So why does he want to throw it in the river? So the haviro miskavin, right? Then he's definitely telling you to violate it. If I ask you, so what did the Gemara say? It says, liktolei, let him kill you, below liktol, and you don't kill the grass. My time, I'll have also go away because he's trying to get you to violate. Right, Rashi. Liktolei, let him kill you, below liktol, don't kill the grass. Right? So he's saying that's in line with Rava's thing. That if he's telling you to rip grass out on Shabbos, it depends. If he's getting it because he wants to feed his animal, that's okay. He's not trying to get you out of it. He's getting it, telling you to throw it into the sea. So what in the world is he doing? Because he doesn't need the grass in the sea. He's just trying to get you out of it. Right? So this is all just, I don't think it's any new as far as, it's just trying to show evidence that Rava's few other cases where basically Rava is the same thing. If they specifically wanted you to violate, that's what you have to give your life for. But otherwise not. Right? Okay, I just wanted to read it by that. So.
Well, not, how the
Oh, it's a good question. I mean, what's Rava, what's Abaye going to say? How did they do the thing? How did the Jews give the Neros the base of the Chavim? It's not Karka Olam. And you're involved in giving the stuff for their Avodah Zarah. Right? So why don't you say, you have to give your life for that? Not Karka Olam. I don't know. It's a good question. Rava is using that as a support. Right? For us, the Rava, the timing. No, I'm sorry. The Elo Te Malchi, that's what Rava's proving it from, in that case, right? Rava's proving it. The boys, oh, I don't know, it's a good question. Is Abaye going to have an answer back? I don't know. Stop here. Let's see if, let's see if maybe we'll get it better or maybe we'll just do this next week.